Hey, fellow mathers, before we get into this episode, we want to share with you how you can get access to free content, professional learning that will keep your students engaged and doing the math that matters. Get ready to go to this link, mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge.
That's right. Registration is open for the free Math is Figure Outable Challenge that's starting May 15th and runs to the 17th at 7 p.m. Central. We're going to have 3 nights jam-packed with learning and routines that you can take straight to your classroom.
In these challenges, we have a great time. We do some math, talk about classroom experiences, give away super cool bonuses and prizes. You won't just walk away with routines that are naturally engaging and encourage your students to think mathematically. You'll also have a chance to win over $6,000 worth in prizes, including a few virtual PD sessions for your school. I'll be joined by my wonderful co-host Kim and special guest Jenna Labe.
You can register at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge for a fantastic learning experience. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Now on to the show.
Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figure outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
So this Wednesday, our problem was 22 times 77. And you guys like the multiplication problems. How did you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it any way you want if you haven't solved it yet. The problem is 22 times 77. Solve it and then come on back to hear how we're solving it.
Bam. All right. What do you think, Kim? Me or you?
Flip a coin? I don't care.
All right. I'm going to go first. Okay. I'm going to find 22 77s.
Okie doke.
So I'm thinking about 77s. Two 77s is 140 plus 14 is 154.
Okay.
So 20 77s would be 10 times 154, mm-hmm. which is 1,540. So 22 of them would add that 154 plus that 1,540, which is 1,600 and I can do this. No, I'm going to have to write it down. I was trying to look across my paper. 1,694. Wow, that was wild how I couldn't keep track of that. Is that
nice.
Right? 1,694? Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, what
Dang
do you got?
It. I was listening. You did well. 2077s and 277s were your pieces.
It's almost like you're proving you were listening.
All right.
Kim, how are you thinking about the problem? But you haven't even started thinking about it because you were listening to me.
I was listening. Okay, so 22 times 77. So last week the 11s screamed at you. And so they're there. And so I'm writing down 2 times 11 times 11 times 7. And I know this is not going to be as nice as what you ended up with last week because you had a 2 times 5, which was really nice. Mm. So now I've written down 121 times 14. So I did the 11 times 11 to get the 121 and then the leftover factors of 2 times 7 to get 14.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to do a whole lot for that. So I'm still committed a little bit into the problem. I haven't like taxed my brain quite yet, but 121 times 14, 121 times 10 is 1210, 1,210. And really 121 times 4 is not bad.
Ah.
So I thought it would be a little clunkier than it is, but I got 1210 plus 484.
And you could just think about 4 times 121, not too bad. Just 484.
Yeah, you can double.
I mean, I didn't. I just thought about 400 and then 80 and then 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I also got 1694. I added those pieces together.
Add those together. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Nice. There was a part of me that was wondering about the difference of squares, but I didn't get very far because I was actually listening to you.
It's like, so they're kind of worth 50?
Yeah, like...
Maybe kind of far away. Are they? That's not bad, I guess.
Is that 50 minus 28 mm-hmm. and 50 plus 27?
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be, I'd have to know what 50 times 50 is, which is 2,500. Mm-hmm. And then I have minus 28 of them plus 27 of them is minus 150. And then, ooh, but then I have to know 28 times 27. Nah.
Yeah. Not worth it.
So I didn't choose a nice perfect square to think about, or a difference of squares. I'll go play with that. So, yeah. So if you guys are a perfect square person who likes to play with that difference of squares thing, feel free to shoot out what a better difference of squares might have been for that problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's okay to want to do a strategy and then
back out of it.
Back out and say,
I'm backing out. I'm backing out, Kim. I'm backing
totally
out.
Totally legal. All right, everyone. We can't wait to see what you're thinking. Represent your thinking. Take a picture of your work. Share it with us and tell the world on social media how much you love Math Strat Chat. While you're there, check out what other people did.
Oh, I like how you just said, tell people how much you love Math Strat Chat. I like that.
We want everybody to play Math Strat Chat.
Yeah, right? Right? Wouldn't that be good? That would
be amazing.
Excellent. And tag me while you're there and use the hashtag Math Strat Chat. And then check out our next Math Strat Chat problem that we'll post every Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then come back here to hear what we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Thanks for spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
To learn even more, make sure you register for our free challenge at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. You are not going to want to miss the evenings of May 15th through 17th, starting at 7 p.m. Central.
Math teaching, go register now. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Join us to make math more and more figureoutable. And if you can't join live, register and we'll send you access to the recordings. We'll see you there.